Hey, you want that to go?
Now it's time for some takeouts on stories we're following this week. And today in New York, representatives from more than 100 nations will meet at the United Nations. They're going to be talking about aid for Haiti. The
Any
Haitian
of them bringing
government.
Their money?
I bet some of them are at least bringing money for cabs.
Yeah.
The Haitian government estimates they'll need $11.5 billion, with a B, dollars, in order to rebuild the nation over the next 10 years. Joining us now is Mark Doyle, international development correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Mark, just what exactly is the Haitian government saying they need the $11.5 billion for? That can't all be for reconstruction of Port-au-Prince.
Well, it certainly is, actually. $11 billion sounds like a big figure, but if you compare it, for example, there's a telephone company that's being sold in Africa at the moment, and the international consortium has bid $11 billion for it. So it sounds a lot, but actually, to rebuild a country that's been devastated by an earthquake, as Haiti has, it's actually not a huge sum. The capital, Port-au-Prince, is still a complete mess. I've been there twice since the earthquake. Many, many buildings collapsed. There are at least 1 million people who still need housing. Now, this money isn't going to be for the emergency needs of those people who are currently living in tents or underneath bed sheets in the open. It's going to be used for the rebuilding of government buildings, police stations, schools, hospitals, the electricity supply, sewage and water, those kinds of things. But actually, this meeting in New York has a more modest aim in the first instance. To raise about $3.8 billion US for the first phase of the plan, which the Haitian government has drawn up with the help of the United Nations and international development banks.
The Haitian government, though, is meeting skepticism, not just from some world leaders, but also from their own people. This is Harold Preville. He's the director of a hospital in Milo in Haiti. And he says he's not exactly sure that the government is the best administrator of all that money.
This is not something that they should put into the politician hands, because a lot of money had already flowed into Haiti and they didn't do anything with it. After 2 months, a government should have been able to provide at least food and some tents to their people.
Mark Doyle, can these nations feel comfortable putting $11.5 billion into the hand of a government that's been accused of corruption on many levels?
No, they can't. And in fact, that comment is entirely consistent with the comments that you'll get from almost any Haitians that you speak to. They do say, please do not give any money to our government, because they are in league with the boss class and they're in league with the gangsters. It's as serious as that. However, we have to say that the international community itself has committed a lot of mistakes in Haiti. There are some fundamental structural problems with the agriculture, for example, subsidized rice from the United States, which was produced with government subsidies for American farmers, has flooded Haiti and more or less destroyed the agriculture system there, so that local Haitian farmers don't have incentives because the price of their rice has fallen as a result of that kind of subsidized rice from the US and other places, and indeed food aid. The president of Haiti has been saying food aid is causing imbalances in the local economy. So the international community has a lot to blame for the state of Haiti, but yes, the government has got some fundamental problems of corruption which it will have to address, and I think the hope is that between them, the international community and the Haitian government will try and address those problems, but in the past they haven't. Almost all foreign intervention in Haiti has been a disaster from, of course, the first days the country existed, when it was a slave colony.
Mark Doyle is the international development correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks.